Chris Mackie joins us in the studio to talk synchronicity. How are you, Chris?
Good, thanks, Daryl. Hi, Rox.
Oh, hello, Chris. Now, you've been away for a little bit. Really briefly, what have you been up to?
Well, I was catching up with a psychologist friend in Argentina, and she shares my interest in synchronicity. We could guess that because she runs the Synchronia Institute in Buenos Aires. And so we probably partly became friends through meeting at a conference and realising we had this mutual interest in synchronicity.
Isn't that absolutely wonderful? So tonight we're talking about something quite interesting. Do you want to tell us about it?
Well, we'll just say a couple of examples of synchronicity that led me to feel like a little bit more connection with my South American friends, because Mirta, her name is, Mirta Dall'Occhio, and she runs the Synchronia Institute, and we've witnessed each other's synchronicity, including on this holiday. But basically, when we were there, she was lamenting that she just found out that she'd lost a wonderful admin staff member who's more than just a receptionist, who helps in all sorts of different ways. But in a psychology practice, people who are the front of house, so to speak, the first people to meet clients and help them feel comfortable are most important. Well, anyway, Mirta was lamenting that she'd lost a wonderful staff member. She just found out that they were leaving and was, you know, had this problem about how to replace them. Well, they'd kindly taken us to a polo match. They're mad about polo in Argentina. And at the end of the match, we're sort of trying to find our way to an exit, and we're kind of getting redirected and all the rest of it. And just as we're walking out, Mirta ran into a former receptionist admin staff member and said, "Oh, I haven't seen you for a while. It's funny running into you because I've been looking for someone else to work in this position." And she said, "Hey, I've been thinking that I should be doing more work in a different area, and I've just learned that that they've got back together." So Mirta solved a problem through this fortuitous meeting with a colleague.
Oh, that stuff happens all the time.
Well, it's wonderful when it does, doesn't it? And look, I'll just mention a quick second example. There's one other psychologist I know from South America from conferences, and she's Claudia from Colombo. When I run into Mirta every few years, I ask, "Have you seen Claudia from Colombia?" Sorry. And she generally said, "Oh, look, I haven't seen her for some years." Well, just as our plane landed, the very minute our plane landed coming back from South America, the first time I got an email in 9 years from Claudia from Colombia. And I think, well, that's pretty remarkable, the chances of that. And it leads me to feel more connected in a way with South American psychologists. And what that reminds me is, in South America and many Latin cultures, like many other cultures in the world, they accept synchronicity as just a fact of life. In Australia, it's often seen as a little bit more odd, even though about 40-50% of people believe in paranormal phenomena. But in South America, no, they're all onto this. It's just another aspect of life.
They probably do believe in sort of the spirit side of thing a lot more too, don't they?
I think so.
Yeah, interesting.